Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
All right, well, welcome back. We're here at Wit Connect tonight, and we're really happy to be here. This is Katie Galley, and I'm in with Darren Parkinson. And we're here right now with Clint and Marva of Spelunk. So how are you guys doing tonight?
We're doing great.
You're doing great, yeah. So what, Marva, what brings you both to WIT tonight?
Well, Clint is actually on a board with me with TechBridge, and we both are involved with the nonprofit community. And we are here to meet people and support WIT. I just had this great story, and hopefully she'll be up next on your show. We were able to give a scholarship for technology for Splunk. So we do big data and security. And we teach it at universities for free curriculum. And this individual is here tonight, and she was able to learn Splunk and get hired an internship through one of the WIT on campus programs. Mm-hmm. And now she just told me when I was walking the door of this Roxy, very cool place, that she got promoted to be a VP.
Wow, that's awesome.
Isn't that awesome?
I mean, that is absolutely incredible. I mean, we're definitely going to have her on in a little bit for sure. So what sorts of programs, you said, the internship. So what other sorts of programs do you have in place to kind of foster that, you know, development of technology for young people?
So specifically at Splunk, we run a program in our Plano office. We have about 70 interns right now that we're training, and we provide them with training on big data and security, and really just have to be intellectually curious. Mm-hmm. And we can provide that training for free, and then people are ready to get into the workforce and provide impact really as 20-somethings. And that's amazing to have a seat at the table when you're a 20-something.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that speaks to just, you know, having that community around you. We had a young woman on here before who, she's only in ninth grade and she's built robots, she's a robotics team, but it's, you know, that development of people around you and building you up and supporting you. So, Clint, what does that mean for you, and do you think just being in an event like this tonight?
So for my thoughts on it, I mean, there's a lot of talk, a lot of action around, you know, getting more females into technology. I went to Georgia Tech, so
yep.
I know the odds. I know the challenges of keeping females in technology as well. And it's good to have programs like this that we can support. You know, tonight's more probably a more financial support, you know, a fundraiser like WIT Connect. Mm-hmm. That, you know, I own a company called Hunter Technical that we've been a part of this for over a decade now. I think Marva, you know, she's only 29, but she's been involved for probably half her life. But no, it's a great organization. WIT does a lot in the community. I think they've, you know, been able to corral a lot of the, you know, momentum that they're, you know, kind of the increase in momentum that there is lately in getting more females in technology, especially, you know, as more data comes out that they're, you know, the big tech companies are challenged with that. So,
right.
You know, so to be able to participate in WIT Connect is a great opportunity, both financially and, you know, physically being here, showing our support and inviting a lot of our team to, you know, pay it more attention.
Absolutely. And what is Hunter Technical, and are you guys involved with Splunk, and how did you all get involved with WIT?
So Marva drags me around to all her events. No, I'm just kidding. Just, you know, being a part of the Atlanta community. You know, it's one of the, especially Atlanta technology community.
Yep.
You know, WIT is definitely, you know, has a great brand of, you know, doing more than just raising money. I mean, they're out in the community. They're out, you know, like you talked about, you know, the girls you're talking to, the ninth graders that are, you know, using some of these scholarships and some of the exposure they're getting inside of some of the companies. And that's what's pulled us in. So the Girls Get IT program has probably been the biggest thing for Hunter that my team has really latched onto. And it's, you know, it's been something where that, you know, they bring companies, corporations in Atlanta bring females in middle school and high school and show them what IT careers are inside these corporations, so that it kind of glamorizes it instead of, you know, kind of educates them on what opportunities are out there, because otherwise they just wouldn't know, you know. So that's, you know, I think for us where we tend to latch onto, and, you know, we can, tonight's more of a financial support, and, you know, but I would say after tonight, it's getting involved in the programs.
Yeah, absolutely.
And for us for tonight, what we have a best practice of doing is we invite our female customers to participate with us, because they, you know, we kind of go in packs sometimes.
Yeah.
And it's fun to do that. And then I do have my team here, and they're actually some are males, and we have a woman technologist that's with us. So we do it as a way to also collaborate and have that sense of community.
Wow, that is really cool. And just to be involved in something like this, and really, it's kind of a hub, I guess, for all that you're trying to accomplish in that space. It's a great way to meet up and just have a night about that.
Correct.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing what you guys do, because the fine lady that came in here before, the young lady, she said she got into robotics at 8 years old, and it was all because she said she saw she was at an event and she saw a table set up, and she went and asked them questions. There was something about robotics on the table, something like that, and she just started asking them questions, and from that point she got into it. From that point, it went on there. So to reach people from a young age and to kind of give them that opportunity to get in it, because it is, I guess, kind of daunting to get into. So what advice do you guys have for anybody that's thinking about that? What areas, where do you think, where should they start? Where should they go?
So I had the opportunity, WIT actually hosts a luncheon for the first robotics team. And it's really interesting because it's the girls and their parents are probably about my age. What we do is we talk about careers, and we want people to be the scientists, but you also need people to be able to articulate business impact, and that could be a sales role. So Clint is a Georgia Tech graduate, and he is the CEO and runs a sales company. I run a sales organization as well. So sometimes people aren't really aware of all the different careers and things that are important to being technical.
And my response to it, too, is, you know, trying to get exposure at an early age. I think you said, you know, she saw it at an early age. And the earlier we get to some of the, females, in any male and female, the earlier you get to them about math and science is cool, the more likely they are to, you know, embrace it before other things become, you know, more glamorized, right? So, and I think what WIT does a good job, especially nights like tonight, we do kind of glamorize robotics, math, science, you know, there's just a, and you need to, right? And I think too, like with other programs that WIT does, you show them that there's opportunity. And a lot of times that's what students want. They just want to know that the hard work they're doing in school will pay off into a good career, right? And we can show them now that IT is not only a good career, it's a great career, and there's a lot you can do with that career path. I just, you know, sometimes in high school, you come out of high school and you think there's like 50 jobs in the world, you know, teacher, police officer, engineer, right? An engineer, there's thousands of types of engineers, right? But you just don't know that. And I think that's what programs like WIT and like what Marv is talking about, the earlier you can educate them, the better. And then that just opens their mind to those opportunities. And then they start asking questions. And then I think they start developing or start identifying role models that are in these kind of roles. And then they see successful, you know, folks inside some of these companies like Splunk and some of the other sponsors tonight. And then they know there's, you know, a lifelong opportunity there, and they can capitalize. So
in honor of Father's Day, and I do appreciate Clint going to all these events with me, having a father role model is super important for the girls, and getting to the parents is really key. And at this event, this WIT event, they do invite the parents. So when these girls are getting awards, they do take the time to read the bios and, like Clint is saying, glamorize IT. And when you can get to the parents, especially the fathers, so I was really excited, the people I invited are all fathers of girls. I did that on purpose. Then we can change each life.
That really is so important, getting parents involved. And I don't have a background in technology, but mine is in sports. And they always talk about, you know, getting your parents involved, not to the detriment of the athlete, but, you know, to educate them at that certain level. And it's to the education of the parent and the student, the young person. And it's so key to surround yourself with people like that and build you up. So if anybody wanted to get in contact with you or learn more about Splunk, where would they go, Marva?
They would go to M. Baylor at Splunk. And I'm on LinkedIn, and I'm happy to help anybody. I actually have a passion for helping people find jobs, people right out of college all the way to 50-year-olds that have never looked for a job and now find themselves looking for a job. So I'm happy to help, and we really support the nonprofit community.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's great. And how about you, Clint?
So at HTR Jobs, whether you're on Twitter or on the web, but also you can find Marv and I via TechBridge, techbridge.org, another strong partner with.
Awesome. Well, thank you both so much for being on tonight, and we'll hope to catch up with you guys later. So I'm Katie Galley with Darren Parkinson, and we'll catch you guys back in a few minutes.
Thank you. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Make your next event more engaging with live radio, powered by Business Radio X. Learn more at radioinmybooth.com.